Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do my quick little historian bit and get it out of the way. WLS National Barn Dance was a pioneering country music radio show. It was the dominant country music radio show before World War II. Much bigger than that little show down in Nashville. What do they call that? Grand Old something or other. Yeah, the Barn Dance was big. In fact, at one time they said that Chicago was the capital of country music in the United States. Now, a lot of that's been forgotten, even though the Barn Dance was on the air on WLS from 1924 to 1960. Its importance, its contributions to country music have been entirely overlooked, in my opinion. So we're going to just try to balance that out a little bit and bring back some of the performers who should be remembered much more than they are from the early days of the Barn Dance. We're going to go from about 1924 to 1938, somewhere around there. And the Barn Dance started off with on WLS Radio, when that was the station owned by the world's largest store, WLS, world's largest store, and that was, of course, Sears and Roebuck Company. In fact, it was owned by Sears Agricultural Foundation, and they saw it as a way to provide service for the agricultural Midwest. And then the station was bought out by Prairie Farmer Magazine in about 1928, and they owned it for quite a long time. And then in 1960, WLS became rock and roll. And we don't know what happened to it after that. I think it might still be around. But the early days was when the National Barn Dance was on. And the first show was announced on the newspapers of April 19th, 1924. They're going to have a program of old-time fiddling. And so that's how we're going to start it out tonight.